I'm Rock Riley. So pumped up, man. Football season is here. This is Bucks Kickoff. I give you everything you need to know leading into the kickoff against the Cincinnati Bengals at Raymond James Stadium. Can you tell I'm happy? Oh my God, we've got football. Defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by the GOAT, led by a really, really good defense with Devin White. Todd Bowles is back. Offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich is back. Every coach is back. Same system on offense and defense. All 22 starters are back for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everything at camp has run smoothly, and let's bring it on. This podcast, Bucks Kickoff, is presented to you by our good friends, the best dealership in the country, Bill Curry Ford. You'll be hearing plenty about Bill Curry Ford all season long from me and the boys here at Joe Bucks Fan. Bill Curry Ford is Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north, right up the street from the stadium on Dale Mabry. You can't miss it. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. GM Sean Sullivan, he is the GOAT of dealerships. He is always ready to field any questions you might have about, of course, buying, maybe it's leasing, or just maybe that you need your vehicle serviced. Now, head to BillCurryFord.com. You can shoot Sean an email. You can call him by phone or just stop in the showroom and demand to speak to him personally. I am Mr. Buccaneer fan. I want to see Sean Sullivan. We will get him. Here he comes. He'll give you the handshake. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. And remember, do not forget about that Joe Bucks fan discount. Bill Curry Ford.com, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Sean. Thank you to the peeps at Bill Curry Ford. All righty. I've been at camp almost every stinking day. I have seen a lot. And what we're going to do is I want to get you ready for the game. I'm not like, oh, it's just preseason. It doesn't matter. No, man, it's football. There is a lot on the line, yeah, for guys trying to make the team. You got to get the kinks out. There's only 3 preseason games. It looks like we're going to have some inclement weather. Not as bad as originally thought, but there is going to be a lot of rain. So we will see if that will change the mindset of Bruce Arians with a guy like Tom Brady. With all of his, with the JPP, with the, you know, do you want a chance? Yeah, you gotta get him out there, man. You know, nothing can simulate the lights, the game, play calling coming in to the headset, in and out off the field, and an opponent. You know, you can't simulate that. So you gotta do it. That's why there's spring training in baseball. That's why, you know, you have a preseason. There's only 3 preseason games. But again, there's 2 ways to look at it. Some coaches like you to play in inclement weather. There are coaches that will use footballs. I haven't seen it out at Bucks camp, and they dip the balls in the water. They like you to play in the elements because during the season you get a game, and oh my God, we get a torrential downpour. We're here in Florida. We got a storm on the way. Boom, boom, boom. Ooh, we don't want to get wet. Okay, so there's that mindset, but also when you have the GOAT. You know, you don't want Brady to slip. You don't want him to go down. You don't want your stars, man, on the turf. So it depends on the surface at Raymond James Stadium. Now, remember this. There have been no games played. Like if we were in maybe week 4 or 5 and USF has used Raymond James Stadium, the Bucks are using Raymond James Stadium. All right, you've had a lot of rain, a lot of people using it. The turf gets beat up. You know what I mean? The footing, but nobody's been on this thing. So it's like a carpet and it drains well. So, you know, and there was no media availability on Friday. So Thursday was the last day. I was there for that practice and we got to get a little bit more up close because there was no fans. Where did I get into all this? I'm going to give you so much insight, man. So much behind the scenes stuff. I'm just so pumped up. But anyway, Brady talked and he said, like, I like to play. I like to play in the preseason. If he wants me to play a full game, that ain't going to happen. I'll play. If he wants me to just watch, I'll do that. You know, he is a consummate team player, man. That's why he's been at the top, being as good as he is. He is a team guy. I've noticed a lot watching Brady. But so as much as I want to see the starters out there for a series or two, it depends on what that surface, which has been voted in past years as one of the players vote on it. It's one of the best in the NFL. It's just, it's great. It is great. So we're going to get some rain, but again, at least it isn't that heavy, heavy storm that we thought. All righty. I've got a special guest coming up. Just keep it right here just for a minute. I'm breaking these down in some segments, okay? Sarah Walsh from NFL Network is going to stop by here on Bucks Kickoff by yours truly. My name is Rock Riley. I've been in the Tampa Bay area a long time. I've covered the Buccaneers a long time back in the day, even when they won the Super Bowl prior to that. And happy to be there at training camp and covering them all season long for you right here on Joe Bucks Fan. But Sarah Walsh is with NFL Network. She used to be with ESPN. She's been covering the Buccaneers. She does, you know, she's back in the studio. She gets around to different camps, but she's been covering the Bucks. She was the Bucks like reporter last year during games, once the regular season started, for NFL Network. She's going to stop by here in just a minute. I'm going to get her take, all right, the national perspective. And she's from the area originally, so she loves being back here in Tampa Bay. So she's going to stop by here in just a minute. Here's my first segment as we start. What I am looking forward to in this game. What Rock O'Reilly wants to see in this game. You know what I would, like I said, I want to see, I really do. I want to see the first team offense and the first team defense for at least two series. God help us with this weather. Please, 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 please up there, man upstairs. Brady and the offense, it's been really good competition between they go 11 on 11 between the offense and the defense. The defense is going to continue to get better when you go up against really, really, really good players like a Mike Evans, like a Godwin, like an offensive line like this. But it's still not game situation. You know, when they tackle, they're not supposed to wrap up, not supposed to really get you down on the ground. There's not a lot of boom pops. Once in a while, something happens. So I would like to see the GOAT and the first team offense and that first team defense. And especially the guys up front, like a Golston, who's had a good camp, like a Jason Pierre-Paul, who says he is healthy this year, and he did everything he could to get on the field last year. Like a Vita Vea. That's your key right there. Look at what he did when he came back. I ran into Vita Vea this offseason. I was over at Yo Murphy. You know, Yo Murphy's a former NFL player, former Buck, played in NFL Europe, and he trains players. He trains a lot of combine, guys that are going to go in the combine from college, and he also trains NFL guys. And I was doing a story. I have a separate podcast, The Rock Stops Here. Wherever you get your podcast, The Rock Stops Here, Rock Riley. And I interview athletes, coaches, celebrities. How did you make it to the top? How hard was it to stay there? What you got? And I went to Yo Murphy's facility. He's got two of them in Tampa Bay. And he also trains outside, but he also is inside. And Ali Marpet, I just happened to be over there to see Yo Murphy. And Ali Marpet was training there. Vita Vea was training there. And I was waiting in the lobby to set up to do my interview with Yo Murphy. And Vita Vea, and he came in, he's so big, just girth, but he's also like so nimble and fast. He's not like a big lumbering guy, you know what I'm saying? And he's young. What a find, man. So Yo Murphy was there, and I mean, Vita, just, hey, how you doing? And I was just minding my own business. I had two tripods and I had them down on the ground. And then I have my backpack with my Zoom recorder, my microphones. And so I was just sitting there, and Vita goes in the back, and then he goes around the corner, and he's coming around the reception area, this big desk, and he's looking into this glass window where they have like a conference room. And some of the staff on Yo Murphy's staff were in there just talking, discussing, and Yo Murphy was looking, and he like pointed and said something. So he wasn't totally looking where he was going to be walking, and he walked around, and he almost tripped over my tripod. And I was like, oh, sorry. He's like, oh, no problem. And he probably doesn't remember. He just walked away. But I was sitting there. I was like, Do you believe this? Can you imagine if I caused Vita Vea? He tripped. He ripped his knee. He's over my tripod for my podcast. Can you imagine that? Can you freaking imagine? I was like, huh. And anyway, boom. But he's really something else. So I want to see the first team defense and offense against another team, the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'll get into the Bungles. Number two, I want to see the other quarterbacks. Now, here's the thing on Blaine Gabbert. Watching Blaine Gabbert, I wasn't around the COVID last year, couldn't see anything practice. But year before, he came in. He looked pretty damn good to me, man, during camp and when I'd watch, because he knew Arian's system. And he could throw the ball pretty good, you know? And I'm like, he's a damn good backup, man. And then I'm watching all of camp this year, these weeks here, and he's somewhat inconsistent. You know, he knows the offense. He's got a good arm, and he's pretty accurate. And then there's also times where he doesn't throw. And I'm like, there's a reason why he is a backup. There's a reason why he is not a starter. So he's a solid veteran starter. Now, Ryan Griffin, there's a reason why Ryan Griffin has never taken a regular season start in the NFL in how many stinking years now? And he's also solid, though. He's very solid. And then you've got Kyle Trask. Now, I've watched Kyle Trask very closely. Kyle Trask is big. You see, he's big. He's got a good arm. He does. He's got all the tools. From what I understand, he's a very hard worker. He's a sponge. But as Brady said the other day, you can't know when you're in your first year what you're going to know later. You can't know when you're in your second year, even in your fifth year, compared to when you're playing many, many years. It just comes over time. But the good thing about it is, you know, they went and drafted him. They saw that they thought that he would fit this system, okay? And he does not have to have all this pressure. He can watch and learn under not only Brady, but Clyde Christensen. Clyde Christensen is one hell of a quarterback's coach. I watch Clyde Christensen every single drill. He's yelling at, ball, here. He watches them every move. He is right there. He loves what he does. He's coached Peyton Manning. He's coached some of the greatest. I'm not talking about an offensive coordinator or any other position. I'm talking about a QB coach. He's a good one. And he also is very caring. I know he's a spiritual guy and a religious guy. He's just a good man. So, and Kyle Trask, he's from the University of Florida. He was a guy that was always a backup. You know what I mean? Remember his high school? Derek King beat. He was behind him in high school. And then he goes to the University of Florida, and he's a backup there. And he waits his time, and he comes through when he gets his chance. So Kyle Trask, he's being given this perfect situation. He's always the first one out. He always works out before the other quarterbacks and anybody else. He's always doing his work. And I heard Brady say the other day that he also stays late. So, because that's what you got to do to be really, really good in the NFL. Everybody is thinking good with tools. Everybody's good. Okay. But it's how hard do you work, and what do you do at that time? Not just staying out there late. Like Rondé Barber is going to be in the Hall of Fame because of his film work, what he did behind the scenes. You know? Yeah, he's a good athlete. Yeah. He's talented, but it's all the time that you put in and how you spend that time. Trask does do that. So we'll see. I want to see Trask. I want to see what he's going to do. You know, it's hard to judge when he's over on the second field. They go two fields, by the way, during training camp. And the other field is for like second, third teamers, fourth teamers. That's where Trask. The other day, this week, they put him in with the ones. So that was kind of an interesting move. So I think you're going to see Kyle Trask in this game against the Bengals a lot. All right, what do I also want to see? I want to see the running backs. I want to see playoff Lenny, Rojo, Giovanni Bernard. Bucks fans, you're going to love this guy. Ho, 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 ho. He is more than a pass-catching running back. He is shifty. He has moves. He's the veteran presence. I know it doesn't mean a lot, you know, in the locker room, but no, he's all business, and this is a good, good pickup. And then you still got Keyshawn Vaughn. Keyshawn Vaughn was he made sure that he was working with Brady when Brady was over at the Yankees complex. Remember that? Before they were going to start their camp. Remember that? He's like, I'm going over there with Brady. Brady's got to trust him. So I want to see the running backs. And I got a little bit more on playoff Lenny. Very, very interesting. I'll tell you this right now. The depth chart came out. Rojo was listed one. You got playoff Lenny. Playoff Lenny, when the last practice before this game, Thursday, they didn't practice on Friday, Thursday, playoff Lenny was the number one. He took the number one snaps. Every time, every drill they did, including 11 on 11, all situations, playoff Lenny was there. Then it would be Rojo. Playoff Lenny, when the running backs, we got to sit in the stands. There was no fans. So we were really up close. When the running backs were all over in a group, they took they take a water break, boom, boom, boom. They're standing there. They got the running backs coach. Playoff Lenny, when they huddle up and they're ready to go out, you know, they blow the whistle. Boom! Now they're going to go to the next drill. Playoff Lenny is the one that puts the hands up, says something to them, gets them pumped up. He goes, all right, ready? One, two, three. Whoa! It was Playoff Lenny. So for, you know, a lot of people think, oh, Playoff Lenny, you know, and I know he's not really. Sometimes he drops a ball. There was a ball over the middle. The Playoff Lenny just plain dropped. You know what, Brady came over to him. This is on Thursday, too. I'm going to give you the very latest. He comes over to Playoff Lenny. He goes, you catch that ball, you're wide open, you got a touchdown. You catch that, you touchdown. And then Brady just turns away. Playoff Lenny didn't say anything. Number seven goes over to his other side. So there are some guys that bring it when it's big lights. I'm thinking that's Playoff Lenny. But he also is not in the doghouse. And people think he won't be around, that he sucks, and his attitude and this and that. No, I watch little things like that. Who leads the group? You know what I'm saying? So I want to see the running backs in this game. Wide receivers. Mike Evans, oh my God. So he's at his peak. He is with age, with ability. Oh my God. I'll talk more about him, some of the catches I saw with him. But the wide receivers, Antonio Brown. I got plenty on Antonio Brown and Godwin. So you know, you already know what you got with those guys. It's amazing that Antonio Brown is going to be a number three receiver on this team. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Watching this game for Jaden Mickens, I believe he's 85, and Tyler Johnson. Now, Tyler Johnson, he came to camp, and they were a little pissed off. He was a little bit overweight. And Arians, he will mention this in the media. See, I like that. That puts a message. The word gets back to the player, and he'll mention, he talks, you know, he flat out says it. I love that. And now, that was 3 weeks ago, I'm watching Tyler Johnson now, and Arians even said he's like a pound or two away from the weight that they want. He looks fantastic. He looks damn good. Jaden Mickens does everything right. Jaden Mickens, it looks to me like he's been the number one guy when they take the reps for punt return. You got Jalen Darden, who I'm going to talk about here, little number one, and also Scotty Miller. And Scotty Miller, look at the amount of receivers that they have. So for this game, since this is Bucks kickoff, watch Tyler Johnson, Jaden Mickens, and little Jalen Darden. Now, Darden is so stinking small. Deshaun Jackson style. I know he was led the nation in touchdowns, a little bit of a lower division. He played at North Texas. He's a great story. He's incredibly fast. He goes up to the ball. He makes some catches. His story is really, really good with the family and what he did and where we came. I'm pulling for him. But I'm not sold yet because he is like so little. And he's going to take, you know, can he take these hits? He's a rookie. You know, he didn't play in humongous games like at LSU or Alabama or SEC championships or college football playoffs. So let's see. Let's see. Is he the diamond in the rough that they find? I want to see him. The tight end situation, real quickly. Gronk is Gronk. Gronk's a big fan favorite. Fans love Gronk. Gronk looks fine. He hasn't done anything to outstay. He doesn't have to. He's fine. He's solid. Cam Brate looked pretty damn good to me. I really was watching him with his gait, his moves, his, you know, because he was, we didn't know what it really was, but he's been beat up and he was held down. He looked fine on Thursday. Looked fine. Looked fast. He caught everything. His route running was good. O.J. Howard is behind. O.J. Howard, physical specimen. O.J. Howard's behind. That's it. So I don't know whether they're going to ease him in. I don't know if they're going to play him in this game, especially if the turf, you know what I'm saying? But I want to see. They listed him as number two in there. So Tanner Hudson, you can watch him. Arians called him out and said he's got to block somebody. He's regressed. That's not good. Cody McElroy, will they keep a fourth tight end? So there you go right there. Also, real quickly, and I want to get to Sarah Walsh on defense. Number one pick, Joe Tryon. I cannot judge at camp because it's not yet real football. What I can judge is what I see with his moves. Yeah, he looks fantastic. You can be built like, what did Sapp say? Built like Tarzan, play like Jane. He's on the all bus team. What's that mean? They look good coming off the bus. No. He looks incredible. He comes out. He does his stretching. And the one, you know what? I got to bring it up because I'll forget about it. Two things that the Buccaneers do that no other teams do. When it comes to warming up and stretching, every other team in the NFL, they get down in their lines. They stretch as a team. They usually have captains out front, up front. And it's kind of like a bonding and they stretch. Arians doesn't believe in that. He's like, you stretch on your own time. When we start practicing, I come out with my golf cart and that whistle blows, let's go. You're a pro, you stretch on your own time. So I watch these guys and I see who stretches and who really, you know, most of them are pretty good. Tryon goes through all of his routine, high-stepping, making these things, sort of groin, everything. All right, he's ready. But he does have, like, he's got burst. He's got good moves. Like, and here's a guy that did not play football at all in 2020, right? Remember? He sat out. So JPP said he's further along than I was, and he's in a good spot. He doesn't have to start right away. He can come in pass when they need pass rush situations off the edge. You got your JPP. You got your Shaq Barrett. You got, you know, so another one that is in a really good spot. But I want to see Joe Tryon in this game. The young defensive secondary that grew up at the end of the season. They've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, which is a good thing. They think that anytime anybody thinks about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what do they think? Brady. Brady in the offense. The GOAT. And why not? He changed everything. But they're like, what about us? Well, you know what? You get your chance to prove it. You guys are a year older. You're in the same system. I want to watch the defensive secondary in this game. One more that I want to see in this bad boy here against the Bengals. Ryan Succop, the kicker. Hey, it is important. It can win you or lose you a game, you're kicking. Succop was the man. They gave him the money. He was dead solid perfect all last year. Beginning of camp, I don't know if it was a mental thing or what. He was missing. He was clanging. What is this? I will tell you this. Last couple of practices, boom, beautiful. No problem at all. Even bang one from 50 plus, boom. So I'm hoping. You know what? I don't even want to mention anything. Mental or any, I want to see Ryan Succop. All right, without further ado, let me bring in, she is from NFL Network. How about it? My special guest here. Oh, and before I do that, let me once again thank everyone at Bill Curry Ford. This Bucks Kickoff podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. You're going to hear plenty about Bill Curry Ford all season long from me and the boys at Joe Bucks Fan. Bill Curry Ford, Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. And yes, GM Sean Sullivan, the man, the GOAT. He is always ready to field any questions. He's a huge Buccaneer fan and a very knowledgeable football man. But anyway, he will not any question you have, whether it's you want to buy, you want to lease, or you just need your vehicle serviced, head to BillCurryFord.com. Shoot Sean an email. You can call him by phone or stop into the showroom and say, I want to speak to Sean Sullivan. Please bring him here. And don't forget about that Joe Bucks fan discount. If you're in the market, man, they love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles, BillCurryFord.com. All right, without further ado, it's time for my interview segment on the Bucks kickoff here on Joe Bucks Fan. Let's do this thing. Let's do it.
To be here with Sarah Walsh from NFL Network. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm great. Happy to be back for another season here in Tampa.
Now, I know you've been on the Buccaneers beat. I know you get around, but you really have covered them, even last year during the pandemic. What in your mind, Sarah, do you think they need, the overall thing, number one, that they need to do in order to try to get back?
So this is going to be really boring, and I'm sorry to your podcast listeners, but I think it's pretty obvious. Like, this team has to stay healthy because everything is in place, right? There's this. We're out here at training camp. There's not position battles. You're seeing an offense that was really sort of discombobulated at the beginning of last year because they didn't have the practice time. They had a new quarterback, all of those things, and now we see a group that is cohesive, that's had the time to build the chemistry. And so when you have the pieces in place, like, look, we aren't watching to see if someone can emerge. These guys have all emerged, right? And so at that point, it's staying healthy, and the Bucks were relatively lucky with that a season ago, but we see it every year in the NFL, how quickly the fate of a season can change with just one injury to one key player. And again, so I think that it's not the most exciting answer, but it's the most obvious, and I think we've heard Bruce Arians say it too. It's health. If this team can stay healthy, there's no reason why they shouldn't succeed, right? I think it's a little overblown to talk about the undefeated season. Like, I think, you know, obviously that's what happens, right? When there's expectations that are oversized. But the reality is people are going to have bad games. These are humans out here. They're not robots, despite what the stats say. So I think the idea that this team can go undefeated, that's an almost impossible task in the NFL, right? Because there's different adversity every week that you're dealing with. So I think the obvious, again, is that this team has to stay healthy. And if they stay healthy, there is no reason why this team should not be in it in the end.
Now, one more, and I'm with you. And Baldy, I love Baldy. Baldy's breakdowns. He was here early in camp. And I said, Baldy, what do you think? He goes, complacency. And I said, complacency? He goes, no, I know they have it, but it's human nature. And even Ira Kaufman, he's been around. He's like, what about injuries? He goes, no, of course, but complacency. I don't see it. With Arians led by Brady, it could that be a possibility of complacency with this team, sir?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that. I mean, look, Bruce, day three is annoyed at this team for struggling in the heat, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, Bruce, I'm struggling in the heat standing here. I don't think. Look, the quarterback has every reason in the world to be complacent. Look what he's done, right? I mean, and that's why he's got as many Super Bowl rings as he has, because this is someone who's fueled by the next one, right? The next game, the next win, the next championship. I don't think when that's the leader of your team that you're complacent. And I think the other thing you saw this offseason is this entire team stayed together. A lot of guys could have left. They didn't want to leave. Why didn't they want to leave? Because they believe that they can win another one. I don't think you sit here and say, if you're like, you know what, we can just mail it in. I think it speaks to what this team believes it can do, and that's the reason that all these guys came back and re-signed. They did it because they believe that there's another championship to be won here. And I think because of that, you don't get complacent. I just think, you know, these guys, they're professionals. They know, despite what the schedule says and despite what some team's record, I mean, we see it every week in the NFL, somebody gets upset. So I just really don't think complacency comes into play with these guys.
Can't thank you enough. NFL Network, she is the best, Sarah Walsh. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, there you go. She's fantastic. She is great. And she's been around for a lot of the practices. And, you know, it was funny. We were talking a little bit before she came on the podcast. And I'm like, you know, can I ask you this? She goes, great. She goes, you know what? Like, for media, for us, she's like, there's no storyline. I go, I know. There's no big free agent that just came in this year. There's no new offensive coordinator. There's no possible holdout. There's nobody bitching and moaning. She's like, thank God Brady's talking today. I'm going to do a thing on maybe the tropical storm coming. I go, I know. So Sarah Walsh, NFL Network, you are the best. Thank you for coming on the inaugural Bucks kickoff here on Joe Bucks Fan. All right, my next segment. All righty, what I am seeing, what Rock is seeing behind the scenes. Here we go. I mentioned to you about playoff Lenny, you know, leading the running backs with the talk, and I saw that on Thursday. Let's go to Antonio Brown. Let's go to the guys that possibly could be a problem if they don't get touches. No, I started with playoff Lenny. Let me go to Antonio Brown. Oh my God. I actually asked Jason Light this. Antonio Brown, when he's out on the practice field, he's like, like constant, and it's practice. I'm like, is he just off center, you know? And I asked Jason Light, I said, what's the deal with Antonio Brown? Was he always like this, like so vocal, so over the top? He goes, oh my God. He goes, the other coaches on the Bucks bust chops to the wide receivers coach saying that you don't have to do shit. You don't have to do anything because the other wide receivers, and especially someone who's, they watch Antonio Brown. His motor is running 120% all the time. He's a workout nut. Now, I follow him on Instagram, and this offseason, like, he is always working out on some field, you know, with the shirt off. He doesn't have any body fat. And he's got this little indoor turf football little workout place. I think it's like it's down in South Florida. I don't know if it's like right at his house or where. And no matter, he's constantly working out. He's in great shape. He's also healthy. But they're going to try to ease him in. You know what I mean? And he knows Brady. He's thankful to be here. So far, so good. But, oh my God. I mean, that's what I'm seeing from Antonio Brown. He caught it early in camp. We were able to get a little bit closer, the media, and then they moved us away. I was in the end zone. He caught a touchdown pass in the end zone, and he came right by me and was like screaming. And I'm like, oh, my God. I also saw him celebrate. Like, and this is in practice when the heat index is like 180. But I guess he's got to practice celebrating. Why not? But he brings it. He's at a different level. I don't know what his deal is, but he looks damn good. Damn good. All right. What else did I want to tell you about? All right. Here's the other thing. What I've learned and what I've seen. So Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator, before every practice starts, it's like an upside down garbage can / like blocking, tackling dummy. And it's strong enough where he can sit on it. And he just comes out. It's in the back of the field and he just sits there by himself. And he just sits there, takes it in. Lori Locust, who was one of the coaches for the D-line, she comes out very nice, very polite. I know Lee from Joe Bucks Fan yelled out to her, hey, I'm Lee, Joe Bucks Fan, because she came on the podcast with the Sage. And, oh, thank you for your support. Very nice. And Bowles looked over. He goes, oh, you're Lee. Oh, I heard that podcast for the first time. But Bowles is always smiling, you know. He just, when he's in front of the media, I don't think he likes that. And I mentioned this on my introductory podcast. It's going to be hard to turn down if he gets an offer for a head coaching job. And I don't want to get past this. This is Bucks kickoff. But I was told by someone that I really respect within that Buccaneer organization that both Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich, neither one of them told their agent after last year winning the Super Bowl, look for me for a head coaching job. They didn't want to go. They're very happy where they are right now. Now, the Bucks know that. That's why they gave Todd Bowles an extension, contract extension. He loves living here. He loves the team. He loves everything. And why not? He's got a hell of a defense. He loves being under Arians. A lot of people are speculating that maybe that went into it, that Arians has only got another year or so when he leaves Todd Bowles. Maybe. Maybe true. Or just Todd Bowles loves running the defense and he's in a great stinking spot. And Leftwich, same thing. He's under Brady. Weapons. Good offensive line. Tampa Bay. Great, you know, the Bucs now, they're, do you see how much they are worth in 1 year? I mean, he's in a great spot. No hurry at all. So, and when you're there a long time, you notice they have, there's patterns. And Leftwich takes a walk and by himself all the way around the fields before practice starts. Somebody, that's their, that's his routine. But both guys are very, I can tell you this for a fact, they're very happy here, are in no hurry to try to go somewhere else for a head coaching job. Arians, he delegates. He works smart. He works smart with the veterans. Remember in the beginning, he said, I'm going to beat the hell out of them. And he doesn't really beat the hell out of them. He's stern. I've seen him call over a player and not really, you know, he'll let them know. He'll let them know when they do something wrong. And it's funny. He loves being on that golf cart. He said he picked that up from the Alabama legendary, legendary coach, Bear Bryant. So he rides around on that golf cart. And I'm like, does he ever get up? Oh, yeah, he stands up. You know when he gets out of the golf cart? When the Buccaneers go 11 on 11. He gets out of the golf cart. He gets right up there. He's got his little sheet. Remember, he was an offensive play caller for years. He said he didn't want to do that anymore. He's glad that he has Leftwich to do that. That way he can just oversee. I think it's a perfect situation. When you're really, really good and in charge and you have hired the people that you believe in, then, and if you trust them, you let them run the show. That's what he does. Now, he gets up there. He might have a suggestion. Leftwich is the guy that's calling the plays all the time. Leftwich was out for some personal reasons. Last couple of practices, I see Brady still is wearing the thing on his wrist, still looking down, still calling, you know, going over the plays, that and that. But it's so funny with Arians with this golf cart, because when they take it inside to the indoor facility, they call it the Advent Health Center, he drives the golf cart right in. They have two staff assistants open the big glass doors. You have to actually open the doors. That is not like, you know, you go by a Publix or a store or, you know, a PetSmart and boom, they have the thing where it automatically opens. No, somebody has to open the doors and they open the doors. And one day he was like, hey, you know, get somebody. They only had one door open. And Jason Light, general manager, goes over and he opens the other door and then he just drives his golf cart right in. But it cracks me up. But I think it's just a really, really good situation. All righty. I tell you what. Now it's time for how do the Buccaneers attack their opponent? Now, when we get to regular season, and I can't wait for that first game against the Dallas Cowboys and everything counts for real, I'm going to go hot and heavy, everything I can find out about the opponent. All right? How do the Bucs attack the opponent? This is... don't get injured. Just like Jason Light. Did you check out Ira Kaufman's column, his Q&A, with Jason Light? I thought it was great, one-on-one with Sage, and where he said, as a general manager, you know what's a good practice? When nobody's injured. That's a good practice. And so, you know, for this opponent, they're going to make it easy. What offensive coordinators usually do, like let's say Trask, when Trask gets in this game against the Bengals, they're going to give it, they make it easy. They make short passes. They usually don't go crazy, go a lot of deep balls, a lot of motions, because they want the young quarterbacks to get their rhythm, to get their confidence going. So as far as the opponent not playing in this game for the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he had the torn ACL. He was out all preseason. So Burrow's not playing. Their center, Trey Hopkins, he also had a torn ACL. So it's going to be Billy Price is going to get the start, and they got this draft pick, Trey Hill. Also Jonah Hill, Riley Ralph, they're also out. Tackle, off of Fred Johnson. He's got a quad and defensive tackle, Larry Ogunjobi. He's got a hamstring. He was off the pup. He was good in practice, but they're not going to take a chance. So they've got quite a few guys that aren't going to play in this game. They do have, I will tell you this, watch out. This will be a good test. I hope the first team defense can actually play for a little bit. They've got some damn good receivers. Their number one pick is Ja'Marr Chase. He played at LSU. They got T. Higgins, Tyler Board. They even have Auden Tate. So it's a shame they're not going to see Joe Burrow. And how about this? Joe Burrow, at the beginning of their training camp, had a little bit of a mental thing with the pocket and the pocket closing on him. How about that? And he actually asked the coaching staff. It was a mental thing with the feel. And he asked for extra coaches and padding to simulate a messy pocket. So that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys are not robots. You think that they're just like robotic because they're really, really good athletically at what they do. Sometimes mental things come up. He's coming off major surgery. Maybe he was getting a little leery. Ooh, the pocket's collapsing. I don't want to get hurt. You know what? I got to get past that. And apparently he did. That's what he claims. But you're not going to see Burrow in this game. The defense, they did bring in the defensive end, Trey Hendrickson. Remember him, the former Saint. It's been hot as hell in Cincinnati. The heat index on Thursday, their last practice, 118 degrees. So, you know, and this is going to be a night game, so it really shouldn't be a factor. No pads as well. They even shortened that practice. So the quarterback that you're going to see, that the Buccaneer defense is going to see in this game, Brandon Allen is going to get the start, and then you're going to see the backups. All right, so that is how the Buccaneers will go up against the opponent. All right, before I leave here, one more, and then I'll give you my recap. Thanks, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Sarah Walsh. I'm just so pumped up here. Can you tell? This podcast, which is Bucks Kickoff, is presented by Bill Curry Ford. And you're going to hear me talking about Bill Curry Ford all 17 games and more, and in the postseason. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. They're located right near the stadium. It's just 1 mile up the road on Dale Mabry. The Curry family is there like they've been there for the past 61 years. 61. GM Sean Sullivan, he is their quarterback. He is the GOAT. He's always ready. He will field any question you have, if it is buying, if it is leasing, if it is getting your vehicle serviced. Go to BillCurryFord.com, shoot Sean an email, call him by phone, stop in their beautiful showroom and say, Sean Sullivan, where are you? He will come and see you. And don't forget about the Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Again, it is BillCurryFord.com. All right, let's recap the Rock recap on this bad boy. Really looking forward to seeing some of the quarterbacks with the Buccaneers in this preseason opener. I really do. And I'm really looking at number two, Kyle Trask. I also, besides talking to Brian Baldinger of NFL Network at camp, and thank you, Sarah Walsh, NFL Network, for coming on Bucks Kickoff, I had a chance to talk briefly with Simeon Rice. Remember Simeon? What a hell of a defensive player. What a guy that was always in shape. Hell of a basketball player as well. And Simeon is a different cat. I always liked him. I remember being at the old One Buck, and we're out on the field, and Simeon was doing, he had just come from the Arizona Cardinals, and he was giving these answers, and I'm like, wow, he is different. He's different. And I said to him, I said, Simeon, you're out there, man. I can't believe I said that now that I think about that. And Simeon looks at me and goes, no, I'm not. I'm right here. And I'm like, that is a damn good answer. Anyway, Simeon is back in town. He's still living in Arizona, but he's back here for this whole season. He has his own TV show on the CBS affiliate, 10 News. And so he was out with his agent and the crew with WTSP, Channel 10. And, you know, that was the day. I'm sure you saw the pictures. He got to meet Joe Tryon and talk with him. And he always looks bigger than these current defensive ends. And he's in great shape. And he told me at 47, could he play? Sure he could play. But he has no desire to play. But I'll leave you with this. And this is going to be my theme the entire preseason. Whoever I run into that's in the know, you know, what's the biggest key for the Buccaneers to getting back to the dance? And Simeon said it's desire, but even more desire than they had climbing the ladder last year to get to the Super Bowl. And also, it's got to be sustainable. You've got to have that desire all season long. So let's see. Let's play some football tonight. This is Bucks Kickoff. My name is Rock Riley, and it's presented by Bill Curry Ford. I will talk to you next week getting ready for game number 2. Let's play football!